Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekly edition of our program wherein we answer your questions and we share some of the most important health stories of the week. And we got a lot of stuff to share with you today. You can call us, 877-726-8255 is our number. And that's the number that you can call 24/7 and you can record a question if you like. But we got some live calls. We'll take those calls momentarily. And, of course, a momentous week, the week of the presidential election. And the results are all but finalized, subject to some challenges from the Trump camp. But they're announcing victory for former Vice President Biden. And there's a health story here related to this. Presidential election results may impact voters' mental health. You think? And yeah, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people out there, a lot of elated people out there. And it really does have an impact on people's health. Some of my patients have been telling me that they've been in a funk ever since Trump was a president. They're very upset. They've been very apprehensive about the presidential election on both sides. And this purports to be the first scientific study that attempts to quantify the degree to which people's mental health has been affected by an election. Of course, the results aren't in for election 2020. That may be the subject of future studies. It takes a while to compile data. But they harken back to November 2016, the surprise upset in which Hillary Clinton was defeated. And what they say here is that there was a total of 54.6 million more days of poor mental health the following month compared with October of 2016, the month before the election. And this, however, is kind of a modeling study. And models and statistics sometimes can be misleading. But let's hear what they have to say. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, say that healthcare providers in the United States should be alert to the possibility of deteriorating mental health among some of their patients following the presidential election. They base this statement on a study which shows that in states where Clinton won the majority of votes at the last presidential election in November 2016. Let's take, for example, California or New York. Okay, those are states which overwhelmingly went for Clinton. And then, to their astonishment, to the astonishment of most of the country, Trump won. And there was a big letdown for a lot of Hillary Clinton fans and supporters of the Democratic Party. In states where Clinton won the majority of votes at the last presidential election in November 2016, the scientists found evidence of worsening mental health the following month. However, by contrast, there was no significant change in states where Donald Trump secured the most votes. let's pick, Louisiana or Wyoming, for example. So they say that it's possible that the mental health worsening in the Clinton states had been exacerbated by the largely unexpected nature of the loss. Now, they could not, however, go to individuals and say, who did you vote for, and then did you experience a decline in mental health? Because that would be a violation of their medical confidentiality and their political confidentiality. So what they did is they just looked over all of these states where Clinton had been forecast to win, where she was way ahead, and then they looked at what happened when she didn't win. They analyzed the responses of nearly 500,000 adults between May 2016 and May 2017, so pre- and post-election. And the scientists looked at questions about how many days respondents experienced stress, depression, and problems with emotions during the past 30 days. Well, in the past, we've called this Trump derangement syndrome. It's not an official ICD diagnosis in the mental health catalogs. But could it be supplanted by a new condition, BDS, Biden derangement syndrome, which will afflict Trump supporters for the next 4 years? It's unclear. So the authors say that what happened is the average number of days of poor mental health per adult in the Clinton states, states where Clinton was forecast to win, from 3.35 days in October, from 3.35 days in October to 3.85 days in December. Now, that's not very much. I mean, like, what, a half a day difference in poor mental health? That's statistically barely significant. However, do the math. The authors say this equates to 54.6 million extra days of poor mental health in December for the 109.2 million adults living in states where Clinton won a majority. So that would be, you know, Oregon, Washington, New York, you know, those blue states. And so the lead researcher on this says, clinicians should consider that elections could cause at least transitory increases in poor mental health and tailor patient care accordingly. So we have to brace ourselves for that. Now, conversely, this is interesting. In states won by Trump, in the wake of his victory, the mean number of days of poor mental health per adult declined from 3.94 days in October 2016 to 3.78 days in December 2016, a change of merely, what, a quarter of a day? So 6 hours of worsened mental health. Take it as you will, perhaps with a grain of salt. The study appears in the Journal of General Internal Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we have a call from Tom in Ohio. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yeah. Hello, doctor. I have a family member, age 71, who has cirrhosis of the liver from hepatitis C, diagnosed in 2006 and cured by these new drugs in 2016.
Okay, but it left residual liver damage. There was some liver damage, right?
Yeah, she has losses of memory where she was hospitalized two times this year, and her ammonia level reached 95%. And the liver specialists have her on two medications to reduce the ammonia, Xifaxan and lactulose.
And you know what's interesting about those medications? Those medications reduce the toxicity of the liver. How? By changing the microbiome, by changing the balance of bacteria in the intestinal tract. So what that suggests is that since there's what's called a portal circulation where toxins from the gastrointestinal tract go upstream to be detoxified in the liver, that the liver, when it has diminished capacity to detoxify because of cirrhosis, damage to liver cells and destruction of liver capacity, that the microbiome is very important. And so, you know, there are actually some studies that suggest that probiotics may be beneficial in patients with cirrhosis by changing the bacterial balance from a toxic overgrowth of harmful bacteria to beneficial bacteria that may have a beneficial effect. And some of the types of probiotics that have been explored, Lactobacillus rhamnosus is one of the types. So, you know, get a probiotic with the rhamnosus species in it. You also consider nutritional deficiencies because a good multivitamin could be helpful. There are many nutritional deficiencies that occur in cirrhosis. Magnesium deficiency may cause muscle cramps. Selenium is often in short supply. In particular, vitamin B1 or thiamine can cause brain problems in people with cirrhosis. That's common in alcoholics. Vitamin A, you have to be a little careful about, so you don't want to take a, you know, super high dose of vitamin A, but small amounts in a multi would be fine. Vitamin C is important. Vitamin D has been associated with cirrhosis and problems. And you got to be a little careful about high-dose niacin because it can be harmful to the liver. Things that support the liver, milk thistle, N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, these are some things that can have a beneficial effect. So there you have it. When it comes to diet, you don't want to eat a lot of sugar. You don't want to have a lot of soda because that can actually burden the liver. You want to have adequate protein, but not massive amounts of excess protein because that creates more ammonia. And you want to watch out about sodium because there's often problems with the capacity to handle excess salt in patients with cirrhosis. So there you have it. That's a program for someone who's suffering from cirrhosis. And, you know, it's like we cured the hepatitis C, but she was left with sufficient liver damage to create problems for long term. So I hope she could turn it around with the right kind of nutritional support. Thanks for that call. 877-726-8255 is a number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And you can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question during this hour and next. Meanwhile, you know, while we're all focused on the presidential election and all the other subsequent races, coronavirus is spreading. And a lot of people affected across the country, although far less deaths. I will say this, and I think we have a much better handle on how to treat patients seriously afflicted with it. I've actually talked to several individuals who had coronavirus infections over the past couple of weeks, and most of them had relatively mild courses. Perhaps it's because the people I talk to, they're all taking they're tanked up on vitamin D and zinc and taking immune supportive nutrients, and it's really not that bad. But a lot of controversy about face masks. And there's a study here just in from the University of Saskatchewan. Face masks don't hinder breathing during exercise, study finds. And, you know, one of the keys to reopening gyms is for people to go in there and wear a face mask because they're huffing and puffing and breathing hard and they may be exhaling particles. And so they're urged to exercise with face masks. Outside, I really don't think it matters. You know, I see people sometimes running outside in the wind and they're wearing face masks and they go, it's overkill. You know, the whatever exhalations are coming out of them are going to be rapidly dispersed by the atmosphere and there's nobody around. You know, they're keeping their distance from other people. But inside, it's problematic. So in this study, researchers looked at the impact of three different types of face masks, not the N95, the highly occluding type of face mask, which really does make you feel constrained in terms of breathing. But they had cloth masks and paper masks. And what they found was that those wearing a surgical face mask or a cloth face mask versus those with no face mask, the team recorded the participants' blood oxygen levels and muscle oxygen levels throughout the test. And what they found was, no, the face mask did not impede oxygen uptake. I will say this, though. There's a psychological effect of face masks because as you exhale and you rebreathe your air, it kind of feels like you're constrained. It's subjectively unpleasant, but in terms of its effects on oxygenation and performance, not a big deal. Headline, Texas Medical Board dismisses complaint against hydroxychloroquine doc. So there's a doctor in Texas, Dr. Richard Urso, who treated his patients with hydroxychloroquine. So they brought him up on charges, the Texas Medical Board. And ultimately, he's been exonerated. The board issued a press release noting that patients and physicians have a right to decide what treatment may be used for COVID-19. And it's like medical freedom of choice. I really kind of hate this when medical boards, essentially bureaucrats, dictate what type of treatment is available to patients, whether it's, you know, nutritional treatment or whether it's the use of a controversial agent like hydroxychloroquine. Some studies say it works. Some studies say it doesn't work. In my opinion, if used early in the course of a COVID-19 infection, I think it may have some value. It's not going to be the ultimate solution to coronavirus, but it's not good when medical boards and government agencies tell doctors what they can and can't do according to their best medical judgment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, say you're too busy to call during the program. Maybe you're, out celebrating the results of the election or whatever you're doing. You can write this number down, jot it down, 877-726-8255, and you can call us anytime during the week, 24/7, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hello, doctor. This is regarding your October 24th radio show. You had talked about polycalcinol for intermittent claudication, and then when you described the condition, you mentioned French maritime bark, that it's also called. And I'm wondering whether you were meant to say pycnogenol for intermittent claudication instead of polycalcinol. Can you please clear that up? Thank you so much.
Okay, so really, this is an attestation that we have some very astute and careful listeners, because indeed, I conflated two different things in my answer to a question about claudication. Claudication is the blockage in circulation to the lower extremities, more often medically referred to as PAD, peripheral artery disease, which results in fatigue in your legs when you walk, sometimes pain, cramping, with exertion. And typically these patients, they can walk a few steps, but when they try to walk a couple of blocks, they have to stop and lean on a mailbox or something and, let the blood recirculate to their, extremities. And this often occurs in smokers, people who have coronary artery disease. They often have PAD as an accompaniment. And it's a problem because it's not, the medical treatments aren't great for this. There's not a lot of drugs that open up the circulation when there's blockage. Sometimes they try to do kind of a bypass surgery or a stent to open up the circulation of the legs and provide people with some more walking ability. So in answering that question, I was thinking of pycnogenol. Pycnogenol, which is a circulatory enhancer, but pycnogenol works mostly on venous circulation. In other words, the blood coming back to the heart, as opposed to the arterial circulation where the blood gets pumped from the heart towards the extremities. So, hastily answering that question, I look it up because I got a computer in front of me and I plug in pycnogenol for claudication. And because the computer kind of prompts you and redirects you, the article that popped up was on polycosinol, which I wouldn't think of at all, but I have it here. A long-term study of polycosinol in the treatment of intermittent claudication. And, they looked at, this is a small study, looking at 56 patients, and at study completion, 21 of the polycosinol patients and just 5 of the placebo patients attained increases in claudication distance values greater than 50%. In other words, they were able to walk an additional 50%. Polycosinol, but not placebo, significantly increased the ankle-arm pressure index. That's something that shows circulation to the arms. In addition, from month 6 up to the study completion, the frequency of patients reporting improvement of lower limb symptoms was greater in the polycosinol group than in the placebo group. Thus, they conclude, the present results demonstrate the long-term usefulness of polycosinol therapy to treat patients with intermittent claudication. Now, I'm sticking to my guns about pycnogenol, the French maritime bark extract, as something to support circulation. Although I have to say that there's not a lot of studies that show its benefits. It is something that supports circulation. I know it's beneficial in terms of the endothelium, the arterial wall, but Here's the study on polycosanol. Similar word, pycnogenol, polycosanol. What's polycosanol? It's an extract of sugar cane. And where do they grow a lot of sugar cane in the world these days? Not so much in the United States, but in Cuba. Cuba's a big sugar cane country. And I notice here the authors of the studies are G. Castaño, M. Ferrero, L. Fernandez, and C. Gomez. And they're all Cubans. And this is a Cuban study. And I got to say, I'm a little skeptical of Cuban studies on polycosanol, because polycosanol was once touted as something that could dramatically lower cholesterol. And looked at the studies, it was like amazing, lowered cholesterol like 30%. And then I tried it, and it didn't really work on my patients to lower their cholesterol to that extent. And then studies were performed outside of Cuba to verify this, because all study results need to be repeated and validated. And when you do the same study with the same material in Sweden, it doesn't pan out that way. So, you know, I'm taking this study on polycosanol with a grain of salt, not one of my favorite supplements. But here's one on pycnogenol. Cramps and muscle pain. Prevention with pycnogenol in normal subjects and patients with vein problems. Claudicants, in other words, people with claudication, and in diabetic microangiopathy. And this is a study that I give some credence to. Globally, these results suggest the use of pycnogenol prevents cramps, muscular pain at rest, and pain after during exercise in normal people, in athletes prone to cramps, in patients with venous disease, in claudicants, people with claudication, and in diabetics with microangiopathy, which translates to circulatory problem common in diabetics. Pycnogenol has some studies as well, and I place my bets on pycnogenol as opposed to the polycosanol. But thank you for that. You know, our listeners really do listen intently to Intelligent Medicine. Now here's some news about what I consider to be possibly the next big thing in nutraceuticals. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory nutrients our bodies need. Here's a brand new all-natural daily preventive against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's called Black for Health Liquid Extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Very innovative. Black for Health is four plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black peppercorn, and in my opinion, really the business end of this, black cumin seed, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation and immunity too. It's a delicious tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future spelled P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. And here's something practical for exercisers. You know, I finished a triathlon a few years back, and, you know, they have sponsors, triathlons, so they have, like, boots there, you know, so you get to the finish line, and somebody hands me some a bottle of tart cherry juice concentrate, something that was refreshing and rehydrating, but also purports to help with exercise performance and recovery. And so I said, great, tastes great. I was thirsty. It was a hot day. But here's a study from the Journal of the American College of Nutrition on the effect of tart cherry concentrate. And by the way, I've been using this stuff ever since. I mean, various forms. You can get this, it's a little bit syrupy, so I dilute it. It's very strong, and I don't want all the excess sugar. I get the unsweetened kind, which is kind of tart. It really is tart. But the results of the study show that tart cherry concentrate in juice or powdered form, ingested for 7 days, to 1.5 hours before exercise performance testing, significantly improved endurance exercise performance. And I got to say, also, it has anti-inflammatory effects, so it may help with recovery as well. Why it's got a lot of anti-inflammatory polyphenols, it's a potent antioxidant, and it may help to resolve some of the muscle inflammation and damage that occurs with training. So very cool study, and something, you know, it's a delicious accoutrement to your sports training regimen. 877-726-8255 is our number as we await more of your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines 4 plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and it's 877-726-8255 for calls. Let's take one of those recorded calls and put them on the air.
Hi, my name is Ron. I've taken a blood test, and it shows my calcium level is at 10.4. I'm 71 years old, and I haven't had a chance to talk to the doctor yet. But I looked it up, which is always a mistake, and it scared the heck out of me. It said that it's possible that it could be from cancer or from a problem or a tumor on your parathyroid, which case it would require surgery. I read something about vitamin D. I was taking about 4,500 units for quite a while, and about a month ago, I dropped it to 2,500 units. I'm wondering if that could be the cause, but this concerns me. I'd appreciate what you could tell me about it and what you think I should do. Thank you.
Okay. It was a great question. And, you know, sometimes on a weekend you can't get through to your doctor. You know, usually it takes a couple of days before they call you back. So I'm your first recourse. You know, so 10.4 is just slightly above the threshold for calcium. So the danger of it is that you see that result, and in the absence of the doctor intervening, you go to Google, and you develop cyberchondria. There's actually a term for it, is that if you look stuff up, generally they start with a worst-case scenario. So, you know, you got a headache, and they say, well, make sure you don't have a cerebral aneurysm, or worse yet, a fatal brain tumor. But more likely, it's a tension headache. You know, or maybe eye strain, you know, something like that. So Medicine sort of takes a top-down rule-out approach. You know, you look at the most dire possibilities, and then when you've ruled those out, then you can say, look, no big whoop, let's do the test again. And that's what we should do, because a lot of people have inordinate faith in blood tests, and blood tests have wobble. And so on a given day, you know, maybe the reagent wasn't prepared properly, or maybe it sat around in the test tube for too long, the result was skewed. So you repeat the test, and then it's well within normal limits. I see that all the time. So if you were a patient of mine, I'd say, let's repeat the test. The other thing that can be done is when you have persistently high levels of calcium, you check for something called PTH, parathyroid hormone. And that is a medical condition, but it's a very treatable medical condition. Sometimes you just kind of watch and wait. Sometimes it can be alleviated with vitamin D. It can occur sometimes with inadequate vitamin D, but that's not the case with you because you take plenty. You can sometimes overdose on vitamin D and create hypercalcemia, even with problems like kidney stones, but that's hard to do with the amount of vitamin D that you're taking, pretty much safe levels. You know, if you're taking 100,000 a day, day in and day out, yeah, maybe you could develop hypercalcemia, high levels of calcium. So I wouldn't worry about it. I don't want to spoil your weekend. I can reassure you that it's probably nothing. Repeat the test, get it checked out. And when it comes to cancer, only very rarely do are dangerous forms of cancer associated with high levels of calcium. That's not common. 877-726-8255 is our number. There has been some concern that when you take glucosamine sounds like glucose, right? But glucosamine is used for joint protection. And so they investigated that association. And in a study in Diabetes Care that just came out, the association between habitual use of glucosamine, either glucosamine hydrochloride or glucosamine sulfate, and the incidence of type 2 diabetes was examined in a group of over 400,000 individuals in the United Kingdom. You think that's a big enough study? Pretty big. Over a period of 8 years, you think that's long enough? I would say so. And what they found was, au contraire, glucosamine use was associated with a significant 17% lower risk of type 2 diabetes. So that kind of dispels our concern that the glucose in glucosamine adversely affects blood sugar. And here's an added bonus when it comes to glucosamine. And I haven't heard the study reported on too much, but I'll share it with you. Tulane University in New Orleans. Glucosamine supplements may be linked to a lower risk of cardiovascular disease. Why could that possibly be? Well, you know, glucosamine works on the connective tissue, and maybe it's about the connective tissue in the arteries. Can be protected with glucosamine, not just the synovial membrane in your knees. There was a strong association between glucosamine use and coronary artery disease prevention. In smokers, there was a 37% lower risk. In those who never smoked, there was a 12% lower risk. In former smokers, there was an 18% lower risk. They say that regular use of glucosamine has been linked to reductions in levels of C-reactive protein. That's an inflammatory marker. This may help to explain the strong association among smokers who have high levels of inflammation. They say this is a preliminary study. It's observational. Thus, we can't draw any conclusions. They need a double-blind placebo-controlled study going forward, administering people glucosamine over a long period of time to see if indeed it can have a preventive effect. But don't worry about your glucosamine. It may help your knees, and it may help your heart. And it certainly won't adversely affect your blood sugar, according to these studies. This item, and you may have seen it because it was highly publicized. I posted it on Facebook and Twitter, and lots of people did. Over 80% of COVID-19 patients have vitamin D deficiency, study finds. These are hospitalized patients, so I'm not saying that you can't catch COVID-19 if you have vitamin D. Doesn't render you invulnerable. But in terms of hospitalization, serious cases, 80% of 200 COVID-19 patients in a hospital in Spain had vitamin D deficiency. And there's a great deal of plausibility about the protective effects of vitamin D versus respiratory disorders. You know, we've seen it in relationship to the flu. We've seen it in relationship to other infectious diseases like tuberculosis. And now additional evidence is mounting that vitamin D. There was also an intervention study, I believe also in Spain, where they gave very, very high doses of vitamin D, but it was like a metabolite of vitamin D, a medication to patients who were very sick with COVID-19. Lots more survivals, fewer deaths, less patients on ventilator. So lots of good news on vitamin D. Vitamin D should really be part of your preventive portfolio this fall and winter. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine.